And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, some strategies to help you improve or enhance your present or future retirement income. Now, the last few weeks, our topics have been on fixed income, the government pensions like CPP and OAS, and the lifelong annuities, the money or income for life products. And last week, we went through a case study, clients of mine, we call them the bookkeepers, whose investments have grown more the past 3 years than ever before, and more than what they've withdrawn the past 3 years, which is rather common for the past 3 years as returns across the board have been quite exceptional. And for those withdrawing at 6 to 7% per year, and returns have been that much or more, your investment values, what they started with, has stayed the same or has increased, even after withdrawing for the past 3 years, extending the life of your money. And I appreciate clients of mine willing to share their story, if it helps others. And these clients themselves, the bookkeepers, they were new at one time. So we'll go through different cases, and the purpose of sharing their story is, and only of course they know who they are, but their examples might be similar to yours, that you can relate to. For there are plenty of 63-year-old couples and 71-year-old single retirees and 80-something crowd and 52-year-olds just getting started and wish they'd started sooner. And some clients with $25,000 to invest and others with over a million. But most are in that $50,000 to $250,000 range. So that's the range we're going to talk about today. The age 60 plus, clients who came on board 3 years ago, the starting class of 2018, who had somewhere between $50,000 to $250,000 to transfer from their bank. Some had more. So we won't break down anyone's case in particular, for there were quite a number of clients who came on board in 2018. It was quite a wave that year. And all while different, they invested much the same in three different investment products, what we call the 1-2-3 punch. It has given them all the three things they were lacking elsewhere prior to joining and looking to have their investments consist of: growth, enhanced income, and safety. And a lot of things have changed in the last 36 months. We see what kind of direction and path they chose on their financial road of the 1-2-3 punch. So number one, of course, the big punch, the open seg funds like Fidelity, which we spent a lot of time on. That would be where most of their investments were held, 70% or more in growth core funds like Canadian, American, Global, and maybe even some balanced. Number two, a smaller amount, maybe 10 to 15% of their investments, the private income funds, funds like Invico and OKR, historically have paid 8% per year. But there was a third one that doesn't get as much attention, a third punch, only because it's usually a smaller portion of your investment lineup, and mostly for those a little bit older and a bit more cautious. So let's go back 3 years, 2018, and right about this time, from Thanksgiving weekend, October 2018, to the end of the year, quite a slide in the markets. Just as soon as most of these clients came on board, everything went negative. Stocks and growth, income, balance funds, bonds, all down. It happened once again back in 2011. And September and October's have historically been months of some of the biggest sell-offs. I'm not always sure why, it just is. Now, 2018, the Fidelity Core, the North American funds, the American and Canadian, they finished the year minus 3. Global and international down minus 7. And specialty funds like the Far East, for example, down 10.5% for the year in 2018. That's why most of your funds, you stay in the core, and maybe 10% Far East for those aged 60 and under. Although Far East, even though it was down minus 10 in 2018, it had been up 37% the year before in 2017 and followed 2018's minus 10 with plus 15 and plus 22 the next 2 years. All the good growth funds came back in 19 and 20 with high double-digit gains despite the severe COVID correction in the spring of 2020. And over the last 36 months, there have been 6 negative months, the final 3 in 2018 and 3 in the spring of 2020. But 30 steady good ones are big gainers. Now, the next 24 to 36 months, it'll be different, but perhaps similar. That's why when investing and retirement planning, you want to think in 5-year plans, not the next 5 weeks or 5 months. So while 75% to 100% of most clients' investments stay in the seg funds and you ignore the ups and downs and you have the proper allocation, there are two other financial products that clients invested back in 2018, more fixed rate return, the 1-2-3 punch to prevent the anxiety when markets shift or market changes, affecting number one, seg funds. We are up this week and down the next. So seg funds, definitely number one. Number two, punch that provided both growth and fixed rate were the private or alternative income funds. Now, they're not insured with CDIC, the Canada Deposit Insurance Corporation, like a GIC or guaranteed, but private or alternative equity or income funds offer quite attractive fixed rates. We've touched upon them in the past, and we'll do so in more in-depth and feature in upcoming shows. But they have target distributions, income funds, like Invico and OKR. They've historically paid distributions of around 8% per year, every year, for years. That's a fact. For investors having maybe 10% or so of your investments here, could be growth in your RSP, tax-free, LIRA. Let the basic amounts grow and compound at 7 or 8% per year till you're ready to withdraw. And basically, you live off the interest. So while open funds fell to minus 3 or minus 10 late in 2018 and took another swoon in the spring of 2020, these two private funds, they stayed the course, growing or paying out 8%. Now, before investing in these alternative funds, there are certain limits and risks that you should discuss with a private market specialist before taking part, just like these clients did. So private equity income funds, that was number two punch. But what was the third option that provided a fixed return, but instead of GICs that were offering 2.5 back then, not bad, but now they're 0.0, that maybe would complement the first two punches, the seg funds and private equity, with something with the safety of a GIC but better returns? What was that option? What was door number three? We'll be back to find out right after this.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So the third option then for fixed rate, the guaranteed market linked index. So for those who want to be in the market, the funds, you know, that's where the higher returns are compared to locked in low GICs. But yet your biggest fear or concern is, I don't want to lose my money. You like the notion of safety first more than the risk of growth. That's understandable. And your biggest concern is that you can't afford to lose what you put in. I can't afford to lose any more or have any more setbacks, especially later in life. But 2% or now 0.0, well, you realize that's not going to do it. I would like some growth, but no loss. So the guaranteed market linked, you can get them in terms of 3, 4, 5, sometimes even 6 years. They're principal protected notes. They're insured with no limit, meaning GICs are insured up to 100,000. The market linked funds, it could be 100,000, it could be 500,000. They're insured, and they're life insured. They're fixed rate seg funds, bypassing probate, where your original amount will never be less than where you started from at the end of the term. So whether the market crashes or COVID, and we'd never even heard of the coronavirus or COVID back in 2018, back in the good old days, 3 years ago. We were just looking to diversify with growth with seg funds, enhanced income with private equity, and safety with the guaranteed market index. So you, along with your advisor, you would choose from a selection of funds. Could be a Canadian fund basket, an American, a global, usually a basket consisting of about 20 stocks in each one, all pre-selected, like a menu. There was no buying or selling of these stocks, no management fee. There was one fund, the Global Financial. It was the top 20 banks, Swiss, Australian, England, several American banks, and our own Canadian banks, TD and RBC and Scotia and Royal and so on. And you'd place your investment, could be tax-free, RSP, Lira, non-registered, anywhere from as low as $500 to $500,000, whatever. And the returns were preset, no less than zero, but usually a cap or a limit of about 15% total return after 3 years, and up to about 30% after five, and you could choose whichever term you want, which meant an average of no more than 5% a year for a three-year term and about a 6% cap on a five-year. But it's really the total gain at the end of the term, 15% or 30% on the longer term. Now, if the funds did more than 15% total gain after the three-year term, which they have, well, you could cap it at 15%. But had the markets fallen and there were losses to everyone else and everywhere else, your original amount was safe. So the worst you could do if everything tumbled was to break even. Now, $100,000 placed 3 years ago in a GIC coming due now, paying around 2.5%, would be about $107.7 today. Market linked, well, that'd be $115,000, because they hit their target and then some. The markets have soared, and hindsight is great, but you still came away with a 5% annual return. Again, if the markets had tanked, or COVID correction had lasted for years, or the housing crisis came back like it did in 08, or anything would tumble the markets to negative, your $100,000 is still there. So for certain, your end result would be between $100,000 to $115,000. And all the funds were insured up to age 95 if something happened to you, with no amount limit. Now, Fidelity American, the SEG fund, for example, the past 3 years, that open fund, well, $100,000 there would be $140,000 today. It's had a 40% gain, 13.4% annually, the past 3 years. And the Canadian mid-cap, it's even been higher. It's been an incredible run. So that's why most of your investments should be allocated in the open SEG funds. However, 10, 20, maybe 30%, depending on your age and goals, could be more fixed income, provided the rates offer you reasonable returns. 3, 4, 5%, all beating 0.0. With the market links, the market link funds today, the longer the term, the higher the potential. So the smart money was to stagger or ladder the investments, meaning clients could take a mixture of terms. So depending on the amount invested in the market link funds, we would place maybe 20% in the three-year term, another 20 in the four-year term, and the majority, perhaps 60% in the five-year term, which offered a higher return. So this year, it's been 3 years, just like that. And you have guaranteed money coming due. You can reinvest some or all of it. And then more coming due next year, and even more coming due in year five, 2023, and so on, and so on. And 3 years goes by very quickly. Clients have money coming due this fall and early in the winter. It's like, wow, you're right, it's 3 years already, and we're up about 15% from where they started with. Now, the current edition of Market Linked since COVID for the next 3 to 5 years, the upside limits have been reduced. It pays a little over half what it did back in 18. Rates have dropped, but still far superior to the 0.0 of the current GIC rates. And really anything today, anything less than 2.5 today, you're just paying someone else to hold your money for you. They profit, you do not. So you want to keep your options open until rates rise again. So that's why you diversify, you allocate, you target, depending on your age, the amount, what's it invested in, tax-free, Lira, RSP, and whether you are taking income now or still building for later. So your financial advisor is there to help you, to keep you updated and select the best financial products for you, selecting the best financial traffic directions on your investment highway so you don't get distracted, frustrated, or lost. We thank you for listening this morning. We trust you've learned something you can use to enhance your retirement income. Our office is located at 1702 Sackville Drive. You can visit the website yourfinancialdestination.ca. And these shows will be on my website in a couple weeks' time. You can hear them again. You can call 902-499-5879. And we do house calls or meet at the office. Until next time, this is Roger Hamilton. Stay safe and stay invested.